Thank you. Thank you very much. This program is about what I call the wisdom of the ages. It's an intriguing thing for me that I spent some time in Greece just recently with my friend Deepak Chopra and his wife, Rita, and my wife, Marceline. And we did a seminar for a couple of thousand people in Greece over a period of 3 or 4 days. And then we had the opportunity to tour the Parthenon and the Acropolis with a Greek historian, a history professor from who was retired from Greece. He's a beautiful man. We had a wonderful day. And while we were walking through the ruins and listening to all of the stories of all of the great teachers who we've learned so much from in Greece, from Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Demosthenes and Pythagoras and people like this that we've all sort of taken for granted in our lives, I had a very wonderful sensation, and I shared it with Deepak while we were listening to one of the things that the history professor was telling us. He said something to the effect that over here on this particular place is where Socrates was forced to drink hemlock because of stating his views about man's freedom and so on. And I had this sense that all of us are really walking on the very same ground that these great teachers who've come before us have walked. And they're having their bodies warmed by the exact same sun that warms our bodies. And when they would look out at night, they would look out at the very same moon that we look out every night. And they were drinking literally the same water that we drank and breathing the exact same air that we breathe today. And there's a sense of a connection to all of these people. And while I was up there and talking and listening and having this almost a spiritual experience of feeling connected to these people, I realized that they felt very strongly about what they believed, so strongly, in fact, that they often sacrificed their lives in order to be able to say it, to put it down, and we take it for granted today, this great wisdom that they provided for us. So that our connection to these great masters, these ancient people, is really a connection of more than just words and more than what we read. It's a connection of spirit. And I told Deepak, I said, when I get back, and I said this to my wife as well, when I get back, I am going to write. I'm going to take 60 of these people, the great teachers of the last 25 or 30 centuries. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to take one of their contributions, whether it's a poem or a piece of their philosophy or a piece of one of their speeches or whatever, and I'd like to put it at the top, and then I would like to write what I believe that these people were saying to us. And it's an extraordinary experience to put yourself into a position where you challenge yourself, because I had 60 days free to do this writing, and I wanted to write 60 essays. And in addition to writing the 60 essays, I wanted to read everything that I could that they had contributed. And in addition to that, I wanted to read as much about them as I could, but I had to do it all in one day. So it was every day I would take on the challenge of immersing myself in this literature, all I could find out about them, and then I would take a picture or a portrait of these people. And these people ran a gamut from some of the people that I mentioned from the early Greeks to people in the East, like Patanjali and Buddha and Jesus and Omar Khayyam and some of the great poets of the Renaissance and the great artists like Michelangelo and Da Vinci, and John Keats and Percy Shelley and Yeats, and some of the more contemporary people like Martin Luther King and Mother Teresa And I took this whole collection of some 60 people, many of whom I'll talk about and speak about here in this program. And all of them were saying something to us.